Okay, we're beginning here, six lines down on the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Gidol Marav, my time with the Reish Lakish. What's the reasoning behind Reish Lakish's position? Just to remind ourselves, we have here a machloke between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish with regards to the machloke between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah's position is very clear, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish don't argue about that. And that is, Rabbi Shimon believes that there is a necessity for Hamada V'Arocha when it comes to Kodshei Mizbeach. You need to bring it before the Kohen, you need to have it assessed by the Kohen, and that means if it dies, there's no ability to redeem it, and you cover it, therefore it has to be buried. On the other hand, if it was Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, Rabbi Shimon explicitly says in our Mishnah that they don't require Hamada V'Arocha, and therefore Yipadu, they can be redeemed, and Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan agree to that fact, because Rabbi Shimon specifies by Kodshei Bedek HaBayit that there's no din of Hamada V'Arocha. By Kodshei Mizbeach, it's clear from his statement by Kodshei Bedek HaBayit that there is Hamada V'Arocha by Kodshei Mizbeach. The question really comes up with regards to the Shita of the Chachamim. With regards to the Chachamim, we know for sure with regards to Kodshei Bedek HaBayit that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on them. And the fact that Rabbi Shimon says there's no Hamada V'Arocha with regards to the Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, that means that the Chachamim require Hamada V'Arocha with regards to Kodshei Bedek HaBayit. The only question is, what is their position with regards to Kodshei Mizbeach? And that's where we had this machloki between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan believes that the Chachamim believe both by Kodshei Mizbeach and by Kodshei Bedek HaBayit that there is a requirement for Hamada V'Arocha. Echad Kodshei Mizbeach, Echad Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, they require Hamada V'Arocha. And Reish Lakish believes that it's only by Kodshei Bedek HaBayit that they require Hamada V'Arocha, but by Kodshei Mizbeach, there is no requirement of Hamada V'Arocha. Therefore, if you do, you can redeem them, even in Meitu, if they died. So that's the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And the question here revolves around that position of Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan, Kodshei Bedek HaBayit Yubichlau Hamada V'Arocha, but Kodshei Mizbeach Lo Yubichlau Hamada V'Arocha. What's the reasoning behind Reish Lakish that he says, according to the Chachamim, only Kodshei Bedek HaBayit are subject to Hamada V'Arocha, whereas Kodshei Mizbeach are not subject to Hamada V'Arocha? That the Gemara says, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, once again, in Perek Chav Zayin, with regards to the Behema that was Nikdash the Mizbeach and then had a mum in it, and that we already learned from the Braita yesterday, that it's a reference to Kodesh that has a Baal Mum in it, then, Im Ko Behema Tmea, Asherli Yakrivim Mimenu Kurman Lashem, Vemidat a Behema Lifnea Kohen, Vericha Kohen Ota Bein Tov, Uven Ra, Kerchacha Kohen Keniyeh. So there is the requirement of Hemidata Be'imalik Ne'akoin and Be'iricha Koin Uta, that's Hamada V'Arocha. With regards to that Hamada V'Arocha, it says that that must be speaking about Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, because it says Be'iricha Koin Uta Ben Tov U'Ben Ra. Tov means something that does not have a mum in it. Ben Ra means something that does have a mum in it. Ezu Davar She'eno Chaluk Ben Tov L'Ra. What item makes no distinction between whether it does or does not have a mum in it? Havomer Ze Kodshei Bedek HaBayit. That's a reference to Kodshei Bedek HaBayit. Vamakra Ota Limute Kodshei Mizbeach. And the Pasuk says that only that requires Hamada V'Arocha, whereas other items do not require it. So again, it says Vemida Be'ema Lifnei HaKohen Ve'irich HaKohen Ota. That Ota, only this case, but not another case. And what is this case? Bein Tov V'Bein Ra. Something where there's no differentiation or no distinction whether it has a mum in it or doesn't have a mum in it. And that's a reference to Kodshei Bedek HaBayit. And that's the view of Reish Lakish in the position of the Chachamim. That's the source of the Chachamim in that Pasuk. The only thing that's a little interesting about the Pasuk then, according to this view in Reish Lakish, is that it's a little bit difficult to read the Pasuk, because you read it, V'im ko be'ema t'me'a asher lo yakrivu mimenu korban l'Hashem. You have an animal that's t'me'a, that cannot be put on the Mizbeach as a korban l'Hashem, which would be implied that it's referring to a Baal Mum, because it can't go on the Mizbeach. So it sounds like it's kodshim that are balei mum, and then it says ve'midat be'ema lifnei kohen. So then it starts a new paragraph according to Reish Lakish in the middle of a pasuk, which is now we're speaking about a Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, even though before that we were speaking about Kodshei Mizbeach, and it's a dangling pasuk now because it says im ko be'ema t'me'a asher liyakriv mimenu korban l'Hashem. It says if, and then it doesn't tell you what you do with it. It's a little bit of a strange pasuk unless you connect it to the pasuk after which it says im ko yigalenu yasiv chamishito erkecha. So maybe you could connect it to that. The more likely scenario is that you'd have to describe even more fundamentally that this pasuk is not speaking about a behemat balmon, but rather about a behemat me'ah in the beginning. And in that way, it would have the same din as Kodshei Bedek HaBayit. And then you could explain the whole thing as being a din in kodshei berek abayit or a behemat meyah, which is also kodshei berek abayit. If you do that, then you could possibly explain the psukim a little more simply according to Reish Lakish. That's the view of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the word otah? Because Rabbi Yochanan believes that the pasuk says, and we learned this at the end of yesterday's daf, it says, Asher lo yakrivu mimenu korban lashem, which makes it sound like we're talking about kodshei mizbeach that have something that disqualifies them from the mizbeach. And from that, we learned that Rabbi Yochanan believes that the Chachamim's position is both by kodshei mizbeach and by kodshei berek abayit, that there's a din of amado aracha, kodshei mizbeach from the pasuk, and the kodshei berek abayit from the fact that Rabbi Shimon argues on them. So now, according to them, which includes everything, otah le mutei mai. Then what does otah come to exclude? When it says, le mutei baumu meikaro, comes to exclude a case where the behemah that was nikdash le mizbeach had a mum in it before you were ever makdish it. That's going to be excluded, and that's one of the items in yesterday's daf. We saw that kulei alma. Everybody agrees by a mum meikaro, if it has a mum from the outset, that by kodshei mizbeach you are poder them. You can redeem them. There's no din of amado aracha. That means both according to Reish Lakish and according to Rabbi Yochanan, everybody, the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, agree by kodshei mizbeach that there's no din of amado aracha when the mum came before the kodesh. Now, by kodshei berek abayit, their same machloket will still apply because there's no difference for kodshei berek abayit whether the mum was there first or afterwards. It has the same din. The machloket between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim will persist over there because mum meikaro has no impact over there. But this is one of the areas where everybody agreed that even the Chachamim say that there's no amado aracha over here. And of course, Rabbi Shimon says there's no amado aracha over here. And that's what the otah in the pasuk is coming to exclude according to Rabbi Yochanan. Uletana de Bei Levi, who will become more important later on in the sugya, but Tana de Bei Levi de Amar, afilo mum meikaro bichla amado aracha, that Tana de Bei Levi who believes that even a mum meikaro in kodshei mizbeach has a din of amado aracha, the Tani Levi, akol ayu bichla amado aracha, everything's included under amado aracha, vafilu ba mum meikaro, even something that has a mum before you makdish it, it has a din of amado aracha, b'chein Tani Levi b'matnite, and similarly, Levi has in his Mishnah, his version of our Mishnah, vafilu chaya, vafilu ofot, that even if it's a chaya, which is basically a mum meikaro, because it's something that's not ro'i l'mizbeach, and ofot, which are also not ro'i l'mizbeach, we're speaking about ofot that are not torim o bnei yonah, and those items are all subject to hamada v'aracha, v'aktiv otah. What do they do with the word otah, which seems to make it that there's something that is not included in this pasuk of hamada v'aracha, or leaves that as a kasha. That's an unresolved issue with regards to the position of Tana de Bei Levi as to what they exclude, because it seems like they include everything for hamada v'aracha. They include kodshei mizbeach, kodshei berek abayit, mum meikaro. Everything seems to be included, so what do we exclude? And we don't have an answer for that as to what they exclude. So now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, my time at the Rabbi Shimon. Let's explain Rabbi Shimon's position here. Rabbi Shimon's position is agreed to by both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Tamar kodshei mizbeach hayu bichla amada v'aracha, kodshei berek abayit lo hayu. Which is that Rabbi Shimon believes by kodshei mizbeach you require hamada v'aracha, and by kodshei berek abayit you do not require hamada v'aracha. Tamar kra. So he learns the pasuk in the following manner. Ve'aricha kohen ota ben tov uvein ra. That the kohen is marichet. He assesses the value of it ben tov uvein ra. Ezu davar shechaluk ben tov uvein ra. What item has a distinction between whether it's tov, meaning tamim, and ra when it has a mum in it? Havi omer, ze kodshei mizbeach. The only thing that fits that billing is kodshei mizbeach. Vamakra, and the pasuk says on that, ota, that only that has a din of amada aracha, lemutei berek abayit, to exclude the case of berek abayit, and that's the basis of Rabbi Shimon's position. Mar says, that's a very difficult reading of ben tov ben ra. If you remember, we just before used that as the source for Reish Lakish's position, to say there's no distinction between tov and ra, and that's why kodshei berek abayit are subject to amada aracha, according to Reish Lakish, and not kodshei mizbeach, because the ben tov ben ra is only relevant by kodshei berek abayit, where there's no distinction between mum and no mum. Now you're telling me, oh, the pasuk speaking about a case where there is a distinction between mum and no mum, so it's talking about kodshei mizbeach. That's very difficult to say, because yihachi ben tov the ra mi boile. It should have said ben tov the ra, not ben tov ubein ra. The expression in Hebrew when you say ben tov ubein ra means whether it is or whether it's not. Whether it is a mum, whether it's not a mum. That is saying that both of them are equal in that case. If you want to say that we're making a distinction between tov and ra, there you would say ben tov lira. That's the distinction between a not a mum and a mum, meaning that then there is a differentiation between them. So the way the pasuk expresses it, ben tov u ben ra, means irrespective of mum or no mum. It's not saying, well, let's discuss what's the difference between them. So that's a very difficult explanation in the psukim, and that's why the Gemara remains here with a kasha, that that's a difficult explanation. The language doesn't fit so well in explaining that shita of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, meitave. Now we have a braita that seemingly is a question on Rabbi Yochanan, which is meitu. If they die, tmimim yikavru. If they are tamim, they are buried. Sounds like that they need hamada varocha. Ubali mumim yifdu. If they are bali mumim, then they are redeemed. Sounds like they do not need hamada varocha. Bemed davarim amurim. Where is that true? Bekodshe mizbeach. That's with regards to kodshe mizbeach. Aval bekodshe bedek abayit. When it comes to bedek abayit, ben tmimim, ben bali mumim yikavru. Either way, they require hamada varocha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Echad kodshe mizbeach, ve'echad kodshe bedek abayit, mimim yikavru. So that when it comes to Kodshei Mizbech and Kodshei Bedek Abayit, the Tmimim are buried, meaning that they need Hamada Varacha. Balumim Mumim, if do, they need to be redeemed. So now the Gemara says, Tiyuftamid the Rabbi Yochanan Miresha. The beginning of this Breita is difficult for Rabbi Yochanan. Now the truth is, the entire Breita is difficult, and it doesn't match up with anybody's opinion that we really know of. The Gemara starting out with it as a question on Rabbi Yochanan will eventually end up with it as a question on Rish Lakish as well, which is that in the beginning you have the position of the Chachamim. And the Chachamim's position sounds like that there is a distinction between Tmimim and Bali Mumim with regards to Kodshei Mizbeach. Well, according to Rish Lakish, that makes a lot of sense, because according to Rish Lakish, Kodshei Mizbeach, according to the Chachamim, do not require Hamada Varocha. And so therefore, if they were Bali Mumim, you can redeem them. Now when they are Tmimim, you can't redeem them, because, as Rashi says over here, the Meitu Tmimim Avud Rabbanon Maila Di Kavru. The Chachamim made a Maila by them, they're Kavru. Ho, Rabbi Chazi La Krova, since they were Uim La Krova. Tmimim, or something that could have gone on the Mizbeach, or as Chazi La Krova, was Ra'ui to go on the Mizbeach. And since they were ra'ui to go on the Mizbeach, di kavru. Now we say that with regards to kodshei mizbeach, okay, tmimim have to be buried for that special maila, but bali mumim you can redeem. And this is in the sheet of the Chachamim, because Rabbi Shimon's found later in the Braita, so this is the sheet of the Chachamim, and we're saying by kodshei mizbeach, there's a possibility of redeeming it, which means there's no din of a mother rocha. That's exactly like Reish Lakish. That is not like Rabbi Yochanan. Now we say, aval b'kodshei bedek abayit, ben tmimim, ben bali mumim yikavru. And when it comes to Kodshei Bedek Abayit, whether they are Tamim, whether they are Balei Mumim, there they are restricted. And again, that court works with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because they both agree by Kodshei Bedek Abayit, there's a necessity for Hamada Varocha. The Tamimim over here again are going to be disqualified because of the problem of Maile that is associated with them, which we were disqualified them before even without Hamada Varocha. And the Balei Mumim will be disqualified because they were going to acquire Hamada Varocha. So this piece of the Braita agrees with both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The last piece, which is Rabbi Shimon, is problematic for everyone, which is Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Kodshei Mizbeach, Echad Kodshei Bedek Abayit. Doesn't matter if it's Kodshei Mizbeach, Kodshei Bedek Abayit, Tmimim Yikavru, Balei Mumim Yifdu. That means that he doesn't require Hamada Varocha, not by Kodshei Mizbeach, and not by Kodshei Bedek Abayit. Which nobody says, because everybody agrees that for Kodshei Bedek Abayit, there's no Hamada Varocha over Rabbi Shimon, and by Kodshei Mizbeach, there is Hamada Varocha. Yet over here, he's saying there's no distinction between them, and there is no Hamada Varocha, at least with regards to the Bali Mumim, of the Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Bedek Abayit. So that's a difficulty for both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara starts out with the Tiyuvta de Rabbi Yochanan Meiresha from the first line of the Braita, which explained is why that is a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm like, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll solve the problem for you. I'm not speaking about a regular case of Hekdesh that had a mum fall in it. I'm speaking about a case where the mum preceded the Hakdasha. And that everybody agrees, including Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish over there, that by Kodshei Mizbeach, there's no din of Hamada Varocha if the mum came before the Hakdasha. So then, Rabbi Yochanan has a case where he believes the Chachamim say there's no din of Hamada Varocha, and that's Balmum Miikaro. The Gemara says, Achinam Yivstavra, not only is that a good answer for the Reisha according to Rabbi Yochanan, but it actually makes a lot of sense. Because the Itema Shekodamek Deshamet Mumam, if you think that the Hekdesh preceded the Mum, Liflo Rabbi Shimon Allah. Why isn't Rabbi Shimon arguing on this point? Remember, we noted before that Rabbi Shimon's position is Breita does not follow not Rabbi Yochanan nor Reish Lakish. That's because he says Echad Kodshei Mizbeach, Echad Kodshei Bedek Abayit. They don't have a din of a Hamada Varocha. That's just not true, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rishimon says, Kol Shemizbeach do have a dinner, Mother Racha. What happened to that here? Well, if you say that we're talking about a mummy karo, that we saw before, Reish Lakish and Yochanan say, Kulei Alma. Everybody agrees by mummy karo that there's no dinner of Mother Racha. Both the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, everybody agrees there that there's no din of a mother baracha. So now I can understand the braita according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's a bal mumi ikaro. Now the whole braita reads well according to Rabbi Yochanan. The first case in the Mishnah is bal mumi ikaro. That's why the Chachamim say that there is no hamada baracha by Kodshei Mizbeach. By Kodshei Perek HaBayit, it makes no difference because mum before and mum afterwards is irrelevant with regards to Kodshei Perek HaBayit. And therefore, they are subject to Amada v'arocha, and therefore everything gets buried there. According to Rabbi Shimon, by Mekodshei Perek HaBayit, he says that there's no din of Amada v'arocha, so we understand that. By Kodshei Mizbeach, he says there is a din of Amada v'arocha, but this will be an exceptional case, because just like by the Chachamim, where it's Baal Mumi Ikaro, they will say there's no din of Amada v'arocha over here. And that's how we'll explain this whole braita according to Rabbi Yochanan. But the problem is now, El Alema Te'avit Yufte Reish Lakish. Now it becomes hugely problematic for Reish Lakish, because according to Reish Lakish, who says that the case in the Reisha is a case where it is Kadam Hekdisham Lemuman and not Balmum Leikaro, then what is he going to do with Rabbi Shimon Shita in the Seifa? Reish Lakish Mopikulak, he's going to say that the case in the Breita is Kishakadam Hekdisham Et Mumam, that it's a case where the Hekdesh came before the Mum, and the Chachamim in the Reisha are like my Shita, Reish Lakish says, which is that Kodshei Mizbeach don't have a din of a mother racha. Kodshei Perek HaBayit do have a din of a mother racha. It fits in perfectly. But then the problem is the Yochi Niflo Grei Rabbi Shimon Allah. Then why doesn't Rabbi Shimon and the Seifa argue on the Chachamim? We know, even according to Reish Lakish, he has the exact opposite opinion of the Chachamim. So why is he not arguing on them? So when it says Reish Lakish Meipach Apich, he flips it around, meaning that he has a different girsa in the Breita. V'hachi motiv mimichiltach rite. And he brings the question of Yochanan from a different braita, a different mechilta, midrash halacha. And this midrash halacha has one difference between it, which is significant in allowing to Reish Lakish to explain it that way. You'll read this braita and you'll think it's almost identical to the one before, but we'll show that there's a nuanced difference between them. It makes a world of difference. Meitu, ben tmimim, ben balimumim, yikavru. When it comes to them dying, whether they're tmimim, whether they are balimumim, yikavru, they are subject to a matter of aracha. What is that? When is that true? But when it comes to Kodashim, they can be redeemed. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tmimim Ikavru, Balimumim Yivdu. And when it comes to Tmimim, they get buried. Tmimim, because they have a Maila associated with them. Balimumim Yivdu, because they don't require a Madhav Arach. So now Gemara says, Tiyuftad Rabbi Yochanan mi Seifa. The Seifa is very problematic for Rabbi Yochanan, because the way that the Breita lays out is that, Meitu, it sounds like we're speaking about here, Kodshei Perek HaBayit. So Kodshei Perek HaBayit, Ben Tmimim, Bali Mumim, Yikavru, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan mi Shlokish, that by Kodshei Perek HaBayit, according to the Chachamim, there's a need for a Madhav Arach. And so therefore the Bali Mumim are Yikavru, and the Tmimim makes no difference in Kodshei Perek HaBayit. In addition to that, they happen to be Hachazi Lakrovo, so they'd also be disqualified. But men do remember in Kodshei Perek HaBayit. Aval b'Kodshei Kodashim, meaning Kodshei Mizbeach, Yivdu, they have to be redeemed. And so now, if Kodshei Mizbeach can be redeemed, means that there's no din of Amad Arocha by Kodshei Mizbeach. And that's like Reish Lakish, that is not like Rabbi Yochanan. And then, once again, Rabbi Shimon Omer Tmimim Yikavru, Ubalamim Yivdu. Now Rabbi Shimon is modifying what seemingly is the beginning of the Breita, which is the case of Kodshei Perek HaBayit. And over there he says, Tmimim Yikavru, but Balimum Yivdu, because he disagrees by Kodshei Perek HaBayit, and he believes that there is no din of Amada V'arocha. So that would fit in according to what we know about Rabbi Shimon. Now that's the version of the Breita that we have. The version of the Breita that actually helps to explain the difference over here is found in Od Bet in the Tzon Kodashim. And you can see this also in the Balei Tosafot as well as in the Rabbeinu Gershom. And he flips around the order of the Breita, which is what makes the world of difference over here. He has the Breita reading the following. Meitu, ben tmimim, ben balimumim, ikavru. Then he has Rabbi Shimon's statement there, Rabbi Shimon Omer, tmimim ikavru, ubalamim yivdu. So it's clear that Rabbi Shimon is referencing to the first line of the Breita, which is talking about Kodshei Perek HaBayit. Then comes the Bamed Dvarim Amurim, Kodshei Perek HaBayit, but Kodshim, Kodshei Mizbeach, Yivdu. So the key difference between this Breita and the previous Breita, the way that the Kohen Kodashim has the Girsa, is where the Bamed Dvarim Amurim appears in the Breita. In the previous braita, the Bamed Dvarim Omrim appears before Rabbi Shimon's position. That means that Rabbi Shimon should have had to respond not only to the position of the Tanakama, but also to the Bamed Dvarim Omrim. But he didn't respond. That's a problem for Reish Lakish. On the other hand, in the latter braita, where the Bamed Dvarim Omrim only happens after Rabbi Shimon's position, then Rabbi Shimon is responding to whatever was before him. What was before him was Kochei Berek HaBayit, and he's responding to that. The Bamed Dvarim Omrim is after the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. That's why Rabbi Shimon doesn't disagree with it, because it was a modifier or qualifier after his position was already stated versus the Chachamim in Kochei Berek HaBayit. And therefore, he doesn't have a problem anymore with regards to Kochei Mizbeach, because the whole Bamed Dvarim Omrim is after his position with regards to Kochei Mizbeach. And that's what it means, Epach, that Rabbi Shlokish flips the position based on the Braita, which is that the Bamed Dvarim Omrim comes after the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, it's no longer a question as to why did Rabbi Shimon not argue with Kochei Mizbeach, even though he disagrees with the Chachamim's position. That's because Kochei Mizbeach weren't mentioned in the Braita until after he had already spoken, after he had given his position already. So that's what Gemara says now, to Yuftu de Rabbi Yochanan Misefa. The latter part, the Bamed Dvarim Omrim, is a problem for Rabbi Yochanan, because it sounds like the Chachamim have a different opinion by Kochei Mizbeach than they do by Kochei Bedek Abayit. So Rabbi Yochanan, Chachamai Eskinan, he's going to give you the same answer he gave before, which is Babumi Karo. It's a Balmum Ikaro, where even the Chachamim agree, in that case, that there is no din of a mother Racha. Hachanami Mistavra, and again, it makes sense, because if it's a case where the Hekdesh came before the Mum, Niflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. Again, Rabbi Shimon should have argued on at least the Kochei Mizbeach aspect of it as well. Why is he only arguing on the Kochei Bedek HaBayit aspect? He should argue on the Kochei Mizbeach aspect as well. The fact that he doesn't shows you that he agrees with it. And we know his position by Kochei Mizbeach is that you require Hamada Varocha. And the reason that he's not arguing is because it's a Balmum Ikaro, where both the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon agree that there is no din of Hamada Varocha. Let's say that this is a strong refutation of Reish Lakish's position now. It's a case where the Hekdesh came before the Mum. And that explains the Chachamim's position. It's exactly like what Reish Lakish says. So then why doesn't Rabbi Shimon argue in this case on the Kochei Mizbeach aspect of it? Why is he only arguing on the Kochei Berek HaBayit aspect of it? Rabbi Shimon does argue about it, but he doesn't state it in the Braita, either because of the way that the Girsa of the Tzon Kodashim is that Rabbi Shimon's position is set before the Bamed Dvarim Omrim. Even though he argues, his position was already said before that Bamed Dvarim Omrim, and therefore it's only directed at the Kochei Berek HaBayit. Or, unlike the previous Braita, where Rabbi Shimon's position said the following, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Kochei Mizbeach, Echad Kochei Berek HaBayit. He said clearly and specifically that his position related to both Kochei Mizbeach and Kochei Berek HaBayit, which presents the problem, because by Kochei Mizbeach, he's saying that there is no din, there is a din of Hamada there is no din of Hamada Ve'arocha, which is not true according to Rabbi Shimon's position. In this latter braita, Rabbi Shimon does not specify what he's speaking about. He just says his position in general. And therefore, he's not making any declaration or any statement about Kochei Mizbeach. So for one of those two reasons, the second braita is more favorable to Reish Lakish, either because Rabbi Shimon's position is found before the Bamed Dvarim Omrim, or if you have the Girsa like we have it in our Gemara, it's because Rabbi Shimon never specifies what he's arguing on. In the first braita, he specified that he argued both on Kochei Berek HaBayit and Mizbeach, and it doesn't seem to follow his position with regards to Kochei Mizbeach. But here he doesn't state what he's speaking about, so we can assume, according to Reish Lakish, that he's speaking about Kochei Berek HaBayit, and that's where he argues. But in Ochanami, in Kochei Mizbeach, he also argues, but he just doesn't taking a position on that here or mentioning that here, and that's because it never mentions Kochei Mizbeach in that braita. So that's how Reish Lakish will deal with it. Amarle Rabbi Yirmiyahu the Rabbi Zera, the Reish Lakish, Damar the Rabbanon. According to Reish Lakish, who says in the position of the Rabbanon, Kochei Mizbeach lo ayu bichlal hamadov aracha, that Kochei Mizbeach don't have a din of madov aracha, Viktani, it's Kochei Mizbeach, Bali Mumim, Yivdu. And it says in the Braita that Bali Mumim will be redeemed. We said now that this is a case where the Hekdesh came before the Mum. Because according to Reish Lakish, that's the best way to read the Braita, because then the Chachamim's position is exactly like what he says. Shwamina, from there you would say, Podimata Kodashim Lachilam Klavim, that you would redeem the Kodashim to feed them to the dogs. Because what else are you going to do with this item? It's a case where the Hekdesh came before the Mum, and these are Psulei HaMukdashim that are now dead. Psulei HaMukdashim that die don't have a din of Amada Ve'arocha. According to the Chachamim, according to Reish Lakish, for Rabbi Yochanan it's not an issue, because Rabbi Yochanan set up the case as being a Baal Mum Ikaro, so there's no Kedushat HaGuf over here. there's no issue of podim etam le'achilam neklavim because it's really kedushat damim and not kedushat guf. And even if they don't require a mother barocha, when you redeem them, what are you going to do with them? They weren't shechted, and therefore they're not kosher to eat. That means when you redeem them, you're going to give them to the klavim. That makes it sound like Reish Lakish has got to believe that podim et hakodeshim le'achilam neklavim. It says, no, 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 no. Hakamai skinan, the case there is b'sha'avar b'shachatan. It's a case where he actually violated what he was not supposed to do. He wasn't supposed to shecht them, and he shechted them anyway. The case where it's hekdesh that has a mum in it that he has yet to redeem, and he shechts it before he redeems it. So now, when he shechts it before he redeems it, it doesn't require hamad of aracha now, but it's kosher because he did a kosher shechit on it. So now you're not podeh otam leklavim, now you're podeh otam lachilam le anybody, because it's a kosher shechita, even though it was done improperly, because you shouldn't have shechted it. But once you did already, we're going to say that then you can eat it. Kedetanya, kol kodashim shenafal b'hem mum. We have in the Braita any kodashim that have a mum in them, v'shachatan, and he shechs them before being podeh them, Rabbi Omer ikavru, we penalize him and they have to be buried. V'chamim omrim, if do, that they can be redeemed and they can be eaten by the individuals. So Amrle Rabbi Yirmele Rabbi Zera, the Rabbi Shimon Damar, kodashay berek habayit, lo ayu b'chlal amad avarocho. The Kodesh Berek HaBayit, like in our Mishnah, are not part of Hamad Aracha. Amai Tmimim Yikavru. Then why does it say, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the Tmimim have to be buried? Meaning that if he believes there's no Hamad Aracha, then why are you distinguishing between Tmimim and non-Tmimim with regards to Kodesh Berek HaBayit? Mishum Dechazul Da'akrova, that's what Rashi mentioned before in the Sheet of the Chachamim, and that's what we noted before, that the Tmimim over here have a special mailet with regards to them that they are disqualified from being redeemed is because they are chazi lakrova. They are items that could have gotten his back because they are tmimim. And given that extra level of kedusha, even though they don't require a mother baruch, we don't let you redeem them when they die. Kid Daniel, like we have in a braita, matpis tmimim the berek abayit. Someone who is makdish tmimim the berek abayit, which he's not allowed to do, that's a violation of an isur doraita. Because ain't niftim el mizbeach. When they're redeemed, they have to be redeemed to be placed on the mizbeach. Shekol haroi the mizbeach, enu yotze midem mizbeach leolam. When you redeem them, you have to redeem them to be placed on the mizbeach, which means you have to sell them to people who are going to use them as korbanot. Because since it was roi the mizbeach at one point in time, because it was a tamim, and you ruined that by being makdish them to bedek habayit, that status that it was roi the mizbeach never leaves it, and therefore we're going to have to do our utmost to get on the mizbeach. And the only way to do that is to sell them to someone who needs them for a korban. And then the proceeds then will be chulin, because that would be the redemption of such an animal. But you see from that that there is this special status or significance to a tamim that is not true by a baal mum. And that's why over here, by the tamimim, we say that you don't redeem them, is because of this maile shasu bo chachamim. Chazil ha-krova, rohi the mizbeach, has a different din. So amar le Rav Papa le Abaye, v'amri la rova. Some say Rav Papa said it to a rova. Le Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yochanan, de mukim la bebal mum ikaro, who sets up all these bright dot as being cases where it was a bal mum from the outset, v'kuli ama svirlo de bal mum ikara, to lovi b'chala madav arocha. And he suggests that, according to everyone, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, everybody agrees there's no Amad of Aracha with regards to Kodesh Mizbeach, that's a Baal Mum Mikaro. Vilo, is that really true? Vatnan. The Mishnah in Bechorot that distinguishes between something where it had a Mum before the Hekdesh, something that has a Mum after the Hekdesh. So the first half of the Mishnah is what we're going to read now, which is Kol HaKodeshim Shekadam Mum Kavua LaHekdesham. They had a Mum Kavua before you Makdish them. Vinifdu. And then you redeem them. Chayavim B'Bechorah. When you redeem them, they go back to being completely chulin. That means they're chayav in bechora. If they have an offspring after that, a firstborn, it'll be chayav in bechora. Ube matanot, the matanot kuna of the zroa lechayayim and keva, you'll be chayav in when you shech the animal of chulin. Yotzin the chulin. And they are so much so redeemed to go back to being chulin, ligazeiz v'leaveit. And you can shear them and you can work with them. Vladan v'chalavan mutar. Lachar pijonan, their milk is mutar, or to milk them is mutar. Vladan that were conceived while they were still mukdash, and now it's been redeemed, those vladot are mutarim. Ashochatan bichutz patur. You shechted outside of the mukdash, you are patur, because it's not ro'oi, lavo the petachol moed. It's not a korban that can be brought by petachol moed, then there's no shchutei chutz. Ve'inusim t'mura. You can't create t'mura because you need kedushat aguf. Create t'mura, here you only have kedushat damim, because the mum preceded the akdesh. Ve'imetu yifdu. And if they die, you can redeem them. Well, this is a case of kadam mumam lehekdesham. And it says over here, if they die, yivdu, that you can redeem them. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and we have a qualifier on that statement that imetu yivdu, that if they die, they can't be redeemed, being because they are kochei, basically, bedek abayit, kochei damim, that shita is zudei v'reiz Rabbi Shimon. Tamar kochei mizbeach ayu b'chlal amad avarocha, kochei bedek abayit lo yu. That kochei mizbeach are included under amad avarocha, kochei bedek abayit are not included under amad avarocha. That's why the first half of that Mishnah says, imetu yifdu, because that's kochei bedek abayit, when the mum is before the hekdesh. Umodei Rabbi Shimon, baba momi korosh, nifdeh. And we know that Rabbi Shimon agrees with the Garsa of Bami Koro that you can redeem it. My time, Damakra, Ota. Ota, the Mute Balmu Meikoro, comes to exclude a case of Balmu Meikoro, to tell you that by Kochei Mizbeach, they do require a Mod of Arocha according to Rabbi Shimon, but with the cards to a Balmu Meikoro, no din of a Mod of Arocha, and that's what the word Ota came to exclude. Aval Chachamim, Omrim, Chachamim believe, Afilu Balmu Meikoro, Avi Bichlal a Mod of Arocha. But that sounds from that the Chachamim believe that even a Balmu Meikoro has a din of a Modo Ve'arocha. Over here, you set up the Mishnah as being Rabbi Shimon Shita. Well, if you think the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Shimon with regards to this matter, that Balmu Meikoro is also something that does not require a Modo Ve'arocha, then why can't the Chachamim be the authors of this Mishnah? Why is it that you're making it into Rabbi Shimon being the author of this position? Samalei man chachamim. Who are the chachamim? Tana de Beit Levi. They are Tana de Beit Levi, who believes that Baal Mumi Koro has a din of Hamad of Arocha. They require Hamad of Arocha. So Gemara says, Iochi zu divi Rabbi Shimon, that it's not just Rabbi Shimon who's the author of the Mishnah in Bechorot, Betulo, and nobody else. The chachamim agree with him. The chachamim that argue on Rabbi Shimon agree with Rabbi Shimon with regards to Baal Mumi Koro. It should be zu divi Rabbi Shimon umachlakoto mi vaile. So Rabbi Shimon and his counterparties, meaning the chachamim. So Amalei, hide the Lotani Hachi. The reason it doesn't write that is Meshum the Rav Savar Laki Resh Lakish. Because Rav holds like Resh Lakish. Damar the Rabbonon, that according to Rabbonon, Kochei Bedek Abayit are you Bichlal Amad of Arocha. That Kochei Bedek Abayit are in Amad of Arocha. Kochei Mizbech, lo are you Bichlal Amad of Arocha. The Resh Adiktani, the first half of the Mishnah that says Imetu Yifdu, that works well. Because then, it's a Baal Mumi Karo. And according to this, the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon agree that there's no Amad of Arocha. But the Sefer writes, if they die, then you have to bury them because there is a din of Amad Arocha. And the latter half of the Mishnah is about Kochei Mizbeach. And Kochei Mizbeach, according to Rabbi Shimon, require Amad Arocha. But according to the Chachamim, if you hold like Resh Lakish, there is no din of Amad Arocha. And that's why Rav couldn't set up the Mishnah like the Chachamim, and could only set it up like Rabbi Shimon. And that's because the Chachamim don't fit into the second half of the Mishnah, they only fit into the first half of the Mishnah. That's why it doesn't say Rabbi Shimon umachlokuto. And Ochanami, in the first half of the Mishnah, they could have fit in. But this is the second half of the Mishnah, they can't fit in. And that's why it's written that way. Be it by Dema Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Some say that Rav can even hold like Rabbi Yochanan. That the Chachamim also believe by Kochei Mizbeach there's a need for Amad Avarocha. The Kakashalach, Zodiv Rabbi Shimon umachlokuto. But then it should have said this is the view of Rabbi Shimon and his counterparties. That's what it should have said. Eima Ochanami. That's what exactly what it says, or tonight. The statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav should be amended to say that. That when they say that this is Zud of Rabbi Shimon, they mean Rabbi Shimon umachlokuto. And the Chachamim agree by Mamun Biikaro that it is not subject to Amad Arocha. And that's the explanation of the ratio of that Mishnah. And the same for the Mishnah that by Kochei Mizbeach says you need Amad Arocha will be both the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Shimon with regards to Kochei Mizbeach that there is a need for Amad Arocha. Okay, we're going to stop here, but by the Mishnah.